Good morning. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church on this Mother's Day. We're so proud of our moms here at Grace Bible Church. Very special day. I want to, in our call to worship today, focus on that aspect of being a mom. And I'm in Proverbs chapter 1, where it says in verse 7, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Now, the placement of this verse and what follows is not accidental. It's on purpose. A fool despises wisdom and instruction. And where does wisdom and instruction come from? Well, the Bible tells us here, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." You know where the first place that a child learns wisdom and instruction is? From their parents. And then it says here, "For they," in other words, the instruction and the law that's given to a child that grows up, "for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck." In other words, distinction. Distinction, that's the picture that's given here of the person that grows up in a home where they have a father that gives instruction and a mother that gives law. I think it's interesting. Isn't it interesting that the Bible doesn't say that the father gives the law? It says here that the mother gives the law. You know who the primary lawgiver is in a child's life growing up? And what happens if it's absent? If it's absent, you have the kind of America that we have today, where there is lawlessness, where there is disrespect for authority. The mother plays a very important role. But the child has a very important lesson to learn. "My son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the law of your mother." It's important that we hear, but it's even more important that we not forsake. You know, it's one thing to forget something. You might forget today is Mother's Day. If you did, I feel sorry for you. But if you forget, that's one thing. To forsake means to leave and forget on purpose. To leave behind. You don't want to do that when it comes to the law of your mother. Where does that law come from? Where it should come from, the Word of God. That's the basis that this whole section is talking about. The instruction of a father, the wisdom comes from the Word of God. The law comes from the Word of God. And so we need to respond rightly to our mothers. We have a wide range today of moms that are here. There are moms that are grandmothers now. There are young ladies that are here that aspire one day to be a mother. There are those that are here that are young mothers. There are those that are middle-aged mothers. You can go all through the spectrum of where your children are today. What a profound responsibility a mom has to impart to her children the law of God. And children, our responsibility is to not forsake that law. I'm thankful today for my mom. I'm thankful for the opportunity that we have to be in God's house today to bring reflection on the Word of God about what it means to be the right kind of mom. And we are very thankful for you ladies, and we pray that God's best for you as we recognize you at the end of this service today. It is with profound love that we bestow these simple gifts, but also a heartfelt appreciation for all that you do, all that you have done, and all that you will do in the future. God bless you.